Niggas with rougher look. I'm not a lying canava, I'm not a bluffer. I'm ballin', but be in the street just like the rucker. And this nothing new, this what I do. I blew, then crossed over like skipped in my loop. So you bet it all in the battle, I never lost. Cause I was never soft, I'm a threat, I set it off. You know the feds involved, but spraying the lead involved. But I'm marrying my gun, I ain't calling the wedding off. Never y'all, it's my fiance, my gat. And you can say we've been attacked since way, way back. It's like I can't stay away, every day I'm strapped. They say the Mac go bing, but the K go pat. When I was locked in the thing, you was better off. Whatever, I said it, dog. It ain't nothing to set it off. And if it's beef, it ain't nothing to let it off. Big, small, short, tall, I'm like, it's whatever, dog. I'm a boss. Yeah, I got cheddar to floss. I don't look at the price tag, cause whatever it costs, yeah. I got it. Nigga,
hello, everybody. My name is Mac, and today is August 30th, 2009. This is episode 6, I believe. Yeah, it is episode 6. Some news to get to. It's only been a day. There's some news, and I just think that I want to get to it. And then at the end I'm going to explain what I've been trying to do. Obviously my partner Jeff is a bit busy right now. He's just got stuff to do, so if I can do the podcast by myself occasionally, I'll do it. If I can get, that guy Jeff, if I can, you know, if I have a chance and he's got the time and we're both like kind of in sync with what we have to do, then we're fine. So I decided to do this one by myself. Cause that guy is a douchebag. Nah, he's a cool guy. Okay. So first I wanna start off with obviously some smaller news. The Guitar Hero 5 song list is now available. Most of you probably have seen or will see the commercial with Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Bunnies, which is a pretty good commercial. It's funny to me, I don't know. I'm not going to go down the whole list. I'll read some of the pretty good songs that I'm kind of liking. And again, you can obviously check this out on PlayStation3News.com. The game is obviously going to go for $60, as is most of the games. They have some Beck in here. They have The Killers. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. I wonder if they already had that in there. Nirvana, they just always have at least one Nirvana song, I guess. Duran Duran. The Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc., which is a good song. And very cool. Then it looks like they have some A.E. Pop, some Jeff Beck. I don't even know who the hell that is. Some John Mellencamp. So it's a good collection of old, new metal, classic rock. They got the Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings, a great song. Some Wolf Mother. I mean, again, so it's different genres. They have alternative rock, metal, classic rock. They have all different kinds of stuff in here. I didn't see any Disturbed. Wonder if this is the full list. It looks good. I think this could be. But I don't think this, I mean, it might be the full list. It doesn't look very big now that I'm looking at it, though. Maybe it isn't the full list. Okay, so we're going to also talk about the PS3 Slim running slower than the original PlayStation 3, because again, the PlayStation Slim sucks balls and the processor is weaker and all this shit. So it's obvious that it runs slower. It uses less power, but it runs like a shitload slower. Because again, cardboard boxes don't use that much power, but not very powerful. There's a video on here, which is pretty funny, actually. It's comparing Metal Gear Solid 4 80GB PS3, which is not the game. The game isn't being displayed. It's the one that came in the bundle with Metal Gear Solid 4. It's the 80GB versus the PlayStation 3 Slim. So in that corner, you have the 80GB PS3. In this corner, you got the PS3 Slim. What I would have liked to see, though, was the original PS3 hooked up to see if the original is still better than, you know, the newer ones. Below, there are some PS3 hard disk drive, HDD, and Blu-ray speed comparisons. Pretty good comparisons, actually. You can see the entire video with all the pictures, again, up on PS3News.com, because where else would I fucking have any of that shit? It's always on PS3News.com. So, obviously, guys, obviously. I mean, it seems like every day now the PS3 Slim has to be in the news somewhere, somehow. It's kind of like home now. It's kind of getting to the point of home. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I'm kind of sick of seeing it. And again, I mean, I'm not going to get it. I don't know how many people are going to get it at this point. I mean, would you get a regular PS3 or a PS3 Slim? That is my question for people out there listening, is would you, if you don't have a PS3 or if you were going to buy a PS3, would you get the regular PS3, the 80GB PS3, or would you get the new PS3 Slim? I'm not going to compare trade-ins, because obviously nobody would fucking trade in. That's stupid. And let's see what else we have. This is the other somewhat big news, I guess you could say. We have the EA executive predicts PlayStation 3.5 before the arrival of the PlayStation 4. And to read the article, an executive at Electronic Arts has stated that he expects to see the PlayStation 3.5 before the PlayStation 4 consoles arrive. Additionally, he expects the new version of the Xbox 360 to go halfway, as well as at Xbox 560 versus at 720. To quote Rich Hilleman, something like that, Chief Creative Officer at EA, said, "I expect we'll see a PlayStation 3.5 before we see a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox 560 before we see an Xbox 720. Okay, Hilleman's comments made at a recent gaming event in the US, according to the website VentureBeat, suggest that Sony and Microsoft will try to update their consoles in stages rather than replace existing models with brand new ones. Interesting. That's very weird, I don't know. I mean, does anybody actually know when the PlayStation 4 is coming out? No. I mean, I think we'd be able to see 3.5 before we see PlayStation 4. That's, I don't know, it's a weird thing to go. It's a very strange article, and I'm tired. But it's a very strange article, nonetheless. And I don't know what the hell he's trying to get, like, what his point of saying any of this was. I don't understand why he said it, what he's trying to get out of it. Like, I mean, Xbox 560, I mean, no. I don't think we'll see it. Nope, 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 nope. Xbox 560. What are we going to see, Wii 1.5? Like, that is such a stupid-ass comment to me. I don't know. I just don't see what he's doing. We're going to update their consoles in stages. Update consoles in stages? What the fuck does that mean? They didn't release the PlayStation 1.5. A stupid comment. He's the guy is an idiot to me. I don't know. I mean, this is coming from EA, so obviously they're all idiots at EA. And again, this is just a stupid-ass comment to me. I mean, it makes no sense. Why the hell would they release a console in stages? Another rumor. Rumor! Yay! I love those things. Microsoft is planning a 250GB Xbox 360 bundle. Recently, two different retailers released a listing for a new Xbox 360 bundle with a substantial hard drive boost. Amazon Germany listed a 250GB Xbox 360 Elite, as well as a South African site, xboxgaming.co.za. Because everybody knows that's where you go to get your Xbox and your gaming equipment is South Africa. I mean, jeez, who doesn't go to South Africa? That's like saying you're not going to, like, Latin America to get a child. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Actually, I think they have that mixed up. I think you go to Latin America to get your PlayStation 3 and your Xbox 360s, and then you go to Africa to get the child. I think they really mix that up there. South African. Like, what the fuck is that thrown in there for? Yeah, I think we're going to release this in Germany and South Africa just to test the sample out. Uh-huh. That was the weirdest thing ever. I've never even seen this before. Okay, there's a picture of it. This is a very fucking strange article. I don't know. I'm getting some strange-ass news today. It's just weird. Because I went from reading how he thinks there's going to release something in stages. Stages? Like, what the fuck? What are we doing? A science experiment? Stage one, we have to search the hypothesis. Like, what the hell is he talking about? And now we have a Microsoft is, and they have it listed in Germany and South Africa? Like, what the hell is going on here? What is going on today? Oh my goodness. That, and it's supposedly listed for $646. Well then, that's very interesting, and now I don't believe any of that bullshit. So, I'm just going to skip all that. Amazing. I mean, that was simply amazing. Obviously, this week is a huge week for Sony. Right now, you don't see that much news going on, and obviously it's a pain in the ass for me. But I promise you that it will be a pretty big week, because 3.0 is coming out this week. And I think that that's going to be a pretty big headline this week. What Home does might be a pretty big headline this week. That 1.5, I don't think that came out yet. So, that's happening this week. And then, it's just other small news, and it could be big news. I mean, the PlayStation 3 Slim is bound to have more news and comparisons going on. Now I do want to get to what I was going to say in the beginning of the episode. I'm looking for a replacement. Just a part-time replacement. I'm looking for a replacement right now as part-time to kind of assist me when I'm not here and then assist me when I am here. It's a two-thing job. But I'm going to be extremely busy, like up the ass with busyness. It's going to be a clusterfuck of busyness going off in my face. So, I need a replacement. I need somebody that will be able to do this job when I can't anymore. And it's really going to help me and everybody out there that listens to this podcast. By the way, I want to give everybody that listens to this podcast a shout out, because we are now ranked number 4, sucker, up on Podomatic.com, bitches. The only other, the only three ones that are ahead of me is DLB, PlayStation on Blast, DLB's podcast, which is also called PlayStation on Blast. They have their own website. I've kind of checked it out. I mean, I'm not going to talk trash about them. I don't really know them too well. I'm not part of their website or whatever, so I don't really know who they are and what, I mean, they have a pretty nice podcast, so I've listened to it, and, they have a bunch of people on there, so they have like 4 or 5 different people with different views and stuff like that, which is something that I would love to get for this podcast, but again, I don't have that free time that they probably have. So, I mean, I don't know what they do during their day and what they do at night, but I'm sure that I'm sure that I don't have the time they apparently have to do all those podcasts. The next one is the Xbox 360 podcast, and then we have some fucking World of Warcraft piece of shit, because that's what I do all day. I sit at home and play World of Warcraft. Yay, World of Warcraft. Oh my god, it's such a good game, dude. Oh, Jesus Christ. World of Warcraft podcast. Okay. So after those three, we are right there, baby, right there. Woo! Number four. It's amazing. We are number 4 in podcast ranking. It's incredible. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's why I gotta keep this thing going. I think that what we have now is huge. Our ranking on here is huge, and I think that we need to keep it going. And I think that we can, but I need to find replacements. And somebody that can help take over the job when I'm not here. Preferably something where they can have a bunch of people. I think this thing can grow, but I can't do this all the time. I can't have this be my life. I don't get paid for it, obviously. So I can't make a living off of this. And I can't... I have stuff to do. So it's going to be a tough situation in the upcoming weeks. And I need other people to step up and say, hey, I can take your spot when you're not there and stuff like that. They obviously have to have the stuff to record it with. That's not very hard, though. Again, if you get people together, like I want like 2-3 people in a podcast. I'm trying to work that out, is where I get 2-3 people in a podcast. But again, it works on PlayStation on Blast because they have all the time in the world, and I don't. So, it's just going to be a tough upcoming week, you know, upcoming week and the next few weeks, to be frank, and I just don't know what I'm going to do about this podcast. I'm trying to get other people to help me take my place for at least the time being. But whether anybody says, okay, I can do that, or no, I can't do that, is going to be a bit of a tough situation for me. So, I just need people to help me step up and be there when they can and when I need them to. And anybody that listens to this podcast, if they think they have what it takes and can step up and... Again, all I need is for somebody to at least read the headlines to you. I don't need insight on everything. I don't need, like, a fucking... You know, this isn't Sports Center where we have to have an hour-long show. I just need news read, a few insights on the stories, your opinions, which isn't hard because they're your fucking opinions. And then that's it. That's it. It's not hard. It shouldn't be that... I mean, it's not that difficult of a job, trust me. Once you get the hang of it, you got the hang of it. Kind of like riding a bike, you don't forget how to do it. It's not like, I mean, you know how to talk,